Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Wanted to go over an article I just found on CNBC. 2 years into the cervasis sickness pandemic, and Voldemort hopes the world will never forget lessons from a catastrophic experience. So what you'll find is the lessons are trust the central planners, trust me, trust Voldemort, trust the institutions that have lied to you over and over and over again, that have been wrong over and over and over again, that have contradicted one another over and over and over again. Trust us and make sure that you realize that in the future, in the very near future, who knows when, we will get another cervasis sickness, in which case we know the playbook. And this is Voldemort talking. And the playbook is to trust us when we implement these draconian measures. That really summarizes the entire article. But let's go down here, read from it. You'll see what I'm referring to. So key talking points. While much of the U.S. and the world have moved past the cervasis sickness, experts warned not to get complacent about preparing for the next phase of the crisis. 2 years after the WHO declared the cervasis sickness pandemic, more than 1,200 Americans are passing away today from the cervasis sickness. Notice they are saying from. Voldemort himself debunked this probably a month ago. Remember back in November when I said, okay, this new scariant gives the central planners the lifeline they need. They can backpedal. They can get rid of all the draconian measures that are so unpopular with the public and that are potentially prevent or would prevent them from getting reelected. And they can say that they're still, quote unquote, following the science. And I said that, you know, what you're going to most likely see is the media backpedaling, the institutions doing everything they can to backpedal, to back up the politicians' stance so their constituents won't look at them and say, hey, or their constituents won't realize that they've been lied to this whole time and they've been manipulated. Maybe that's a better way to say it. And I remember back in, it was maybe November, beginning of December, Voldemort came out and said, oh, yeah, with the kids and with these other statistics, it might not be that they're passing away from the cervasis sickness. It might be with the cervasis sickness. See, he came out and said that himself. But now all of a sudden, the media is saying, oh, it's not with, it's from. See, they're just interchanging with and from by however, whatever message or however they're trying to manipulate you. If they're trying to manipulate you to believe the cervasis sickness isn't that bad, then they're going to say with. If they're trying to manipulate you to believe that it is really bad and you should be scared of it in the future and therefore you should give all your freedoms and liberties to the Voldemort types, to the authoritarians and central planners, then they're going to use the word from. It's just, this is what you have to be hyper aware of with the media, because these are the games they play. And if you don't know the games, then you're more susceptible to falling for this propaganda. New funding to fight the cervasis sickness has stalled in Congress, but work continues on treatments and medicines and surveillance. Of course it does, because Big Pharma wants to continue to cash in. So here we go. 2 years after the cervasis sickness, White House Chief Medical Advisor Voldemort was in no mood to predict the future. Well, do you blame him? I mean, let's think about this. If you're Voldemort, you know, and it's right there. I mean, that stuff is never going to go away on the internet. Obviously, Google and maybe social media will try to suppress what really happened, but it's not going away. He's on record of saying all of these things that 2 weeks, 2 months, 6 months later turned out not to be true. Or he's on record of saying things that where he completely contradicted himself. And that's never going away. So think about how bad his record is. Think about how embarrassing that would be if you were someone that every single time you predicted something, you got it wrong. Or you made yourself look foolish. Or you made yourself look like a liar. This is the position that he's in. So do you blame him for not wanting to predict the future? I mean, do you blame him for not wanting to give any predictions or any recommendations whatsoever, because every time he has in the past, he's just shot himself in the foot. So the answer is we don't know. I mean, that's it. So I think this is the only answer you'll get from Voldemort for, well, until he's somehow incentivized to continue with the games that he played over the past 2 years. He's just going to say, I don't know. Because again, do you blame him? I mean, that's what I'd say, because when you say, I don't know, which honestly is what he should have been saying this whole time, because he didn't know, or maybe he did, but let's give him the benefit of the doubt and say that he didn't know. And that's why he contradicted himself so many times. But this is, you know, what he should have been saying the whole time and what he most likely will say in the future, because he doesn't want anything to come back on him like what he said over the past 2 years will do into the indefinite future. I mean, people are going to be looking back on what he said in 20, 30, 200 years and seeing how wrong he was. And I think he's at the point, at least I would be, where I'm saying, okay, 2 years is enough on record. I'm not doing that anymore. I don't want history to remember me in a particular manner. And you could argue, well, history should remember him that way. Well, whether you believe that or not, I think he has a different impression, or he has a different objective. Let's just put it that way. Okay, so moving on here with the article. Given the durability of the protection, oh, this is hilarious. Look at the way the media says this. Look at the words they choose and the way they set up these sentences. So his answer, when I was talking about we don't know, I mean, that's it. This is when he was asked about what may come of the medicines. He says, and this is the way they wrote it, given the durability of protection from the medicines. Oh, okay, so they're making it sound like there's a lot of durability and protection from the medicines, right? But then let's read the rest. It is likely that we're not done with this when it comes to the medicines. So what they're really saying, and what Fauci's really saying, and I don't know if this is a direct quote. They're saying, oh no, see, now they're picking his quotes selectively. I mean, when you really understand and you pay attention to what the media does, it's just so slimy. It's so slimy. It drives me crazy. But let's dissect this further, because it's really important that we're aware of this, how the media plays these games. So, again, he says, we don't know, and this is regarding the medicines, and then they insert, they, the media, the author who wrote this, given the durability of protection from the medicines, now we go back to Fauci talking, it is likely that we're not done with this when it comes to the medicines. Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist Show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today. So what Fauci did is he was most likely saying that, listen, these medicines didn't work very well. They didn't protect us. They wear off very, very quickly. meaning that they weren't very durable and they weren't very protective, and therefore were most likely not done with them. But see, the way this is written is it makes it seem like they were durable and they did offer an extreme degree of protection. I mean, think about how long. I mean, you got to give them credit for that. Like, I'm not that creative. Like, if you gave me a quote from Voldemort where he was saying that we're most likely not done with the medicines because they didn't work that well, I couldn't come up with something. Like, it would take me a long time to figure out how to word that to make it seem like he was saying the exact opposite. Jeez. And by the way, don't kid yourself. They did this and are doing it with the Cerveza sickness, and I can assure you they're doing the same thing with Russia. And again, not to say that Russia isn't at fault, but it is to say that the media is trying to play games with you. They're trying to manipulate you to believe a specific narrative. So 2 years into the Cerveza sickness, killed more than 6 million, either 1 million in the United States. Leaders in public health, academia, industry expressed ambivalence as much of the rest of the world, or at least the U.S., appears to try to move on. Despite progress in beating back the highly transmissible Omicron scariant, despite progress, what? Look at any chart of any country, of any state that dealt with the Omicron scariant, and show me how they made progress. What do you mean they made progress? They didn't make any progress at all. It's just simply the fact that when a scariant rips through, or whatever you want to say, when it moves through a society, it goes straight up, and based on its R-naught value, or how quickly it goes from one person to the next, is how quickly it goes up, and then how quickly it comes right back down. See, what they're doing is they're trying to say that the reason the cases have come down and plummeted is because we human beings had something to do with that. No, no, no. Human beings didn't have anything to do with that. Nothing. Zero. Nada. The only reason it came down is because that's what scariants do, regardless of what the human response to it is. So then, of course, the article goes on to say they stressed that global leaders cannot let their vigilance lapse, as though global leaders did anything that was actually effective. The only thing global leaders did is destroy their economies, destroy supply chains, which was paid for by the poor and middle class. And it, from a standpoint of consumer price inflation, or the poor in other countries just simply not being able to get the supplies they need to survive. So, and then let's go on to look into the future and say the price that we have paid for these global leaders doing what they did regarding the Cerveza sickness is we will never get that freedom and liberty back. And that goes for the poor, the middle class, and the rich as well. So there was a high, high price that society paid as a result of the global leaders' decisions. Now, what motivated those decisions? Who knows? I'll let you guys be the judge. But the bottom line here is we look at a cost-benefit analysis, and there was very little to no benefit to what the global leaders did. But there was enormous, enormous cost. And what's ironic is, what's horrible is they will never pay the cost. It's the people that pay for their bad decisions or their malicious decisions. As states and cities scrap most of their restrictions, dire public health conditions linger. The U.S. is still recording more than, again, from or with. Goes right back to that key bullet point we talked about at the beginning. Hospitalizations have recently ticked higher in the U.K., a previous harbinger for what may hit the United States. So you'd think that they'd dive into that a little deeper. So our medicine rates have never been higher. Yet somehow hospitalization, you would think that a logical person that was objective would look at this and say, weird. I mean, maybe it's almost like these medicines aren't doing anything. Odd. But of course, they don't come to that conclusion. they come to the conclusion that any positive outcome we have is a result of global leaders just being awesome, and any negative result we have is a result of society, the plebs, just being stupid idiots and not doing what the global leaders are telling them to do. As the world on Friday marked 2 years since WHO first called the pandemic. Oh, and you'll love this. The agency's scientist argued last week that the more important anniversary came a month earlier in January 2020 when the WHO warned that the Cervasa sickness that would come to be known as the Cervasa sickness was public health emergency of international concern. So now they're trying to pat them on themselves on the back. So they've been wrong about 99% of everything. But yet when they're right about one thing, they say, oh, look at this. Let's not forget. We were right back here in January. And by the way, did you need to be a rocket scientist to figure out that this was a concern back in January? The answer is no. How do I know that definitively? Because I did a video on this in January of 2020. I did a video on the Cervasa sickness saying that, hey, this is something that we should be concerned with, or this is something that might be a global pandemic. This is something that might prompt governments to shut down economies. We might see martial law. George Gammon was saying this with very little information relative to what the World Health Organization has. So if some schmuck on YouTube can predict this, should we really give that much credit to the WHO? I mean, come on. Jeez. So I'm concerned, Pfizer CEO, or chief executive, I'm assuming that's CEO, Albert Bourla said on CNBC's Squawk Box. He noted that because the medicines are only cleared through emergency use, the government is the only allowed purchaser. So basically what he's saying is, I'm super concerned here because if the government doesn't deficit spend and create more and more inflation that destroys the poor and middle class, then we're not going to have any buyers for all of our medicines and we're not going to make as much profit. So hurry up and make these things, basically hurry up and give us the approval we need to sell these to the general public, so we can make sure that profits increase and we continue our fear-mongering. And I wanted to highlight this last couple sentences here. Whether another surge will take place, of course, open question. Cases have climbed in Europe. Let's see, point out Thursday in the research with the surveillance. Okay. What's more, the UK rise in hospitalizations has perplexed experts. It's perplexing. I mean, we have extremely high rates of medicine, and yet somehow it's almost like the Cervasa sickness is going to do whatever it wants. Isn't it amazing that throughout the last 2 years, what we've learned is the alternative media that has less information gets it right so much more than the institutions and central planners that supposedly are the quote-unquote scientists with all the information. In the U.S., University of California, San Francisco, Dr. Bob Watcher suggests UK data may mean need to resume more caution in a month or two. And actually, here was the last thing I wanted to highlight. The problem here throughout, and this goes back to Voldemort, the problem here and throughout the world is that the memory of what happened fades very quickly. I would hope that this completely catastrophic experience that we've had over the last 2 years will make it so that we don't forget and we do the kind of pandemic preparedness that is absolutely essential. Isn't that ironic? That he basically wants us to forget, or he basically wants us not to forget the severity of the Cervasa sickness to make sure that he continues to have power and control in the future. And what he wants us to forget is the fact that he and all of his other cronies at the institutions, the central planners and the authoritarians were wrong every single time. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.